Hi, this is a follow-up visit. Epiphany Sexton, EPIPHANYSAXTON, date of service 6-8-2022, date of accident 12-28-2021, and date of birth is 6-16-1980. Miss Epiphany Sexton is here for a follow-up evaluation. Originally, she was a victim of a automobile accident where she was rear-ended as a rear seat passenger on the right that caused her headaches along with loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, fearful of the event, as well as severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, both shoulders, with radiation to both the legs, front and back. The MRI subsequently showed damage to the brain by lower volume of hippocampus, and patient is undergoing and other areas like parietal lobe, right primary sensory cortex, right medial parietal cortex, supra marginal cortex, volumes are lower, and so is the transverse and superior temporal cortex, both middle temporal cortex. Patient has been referred to a neurologist, Dr. N. Verma, as well as to the neuropsych for complete therapy and treatment protocol. Her MRIs for the lumbar spine showed bulging disc at L4-5 and L5-S1 compressing the thecal sac and mild bilateral neuroforamen narrowing. In the cervical spine, there was a bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6 and 7, causing the further issues of the indenting with thecal sac. The patient does complain of pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, with the less often radiation to the legs at this time, or no radiation to the arm is reported. Shoulder pain is also minimal now, is between 5 and 6, and she is able to lift her arms reasonably well. And she is currently going neuropsych evaluation and treatment, and also neurologist. The patient is now has come only one time for her epidural injection, and she has not come since then. No other symptoms are reported. Pain level is around 8, and ADLs are affected 8. 40% pain is relieved with the current pain management protocol. In the system review, patient reports that, in the ADL, patient reports that general activity, mood, walking ability, and work are affected 8. Sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 6. System review, in the neurology and psych, patient has ongoing headaches which are severe, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And associated with dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, and poor work performance, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, as well as some depression. Patient denies any loss of memory or any confusion or disorientation. There's no vision disturbance or double. In the pain and numbness, patient has history of shoulder stiffness bilaterally, neck stiffness, as well as lower back, along with pain in the neck and the lower back and shoulder pain. She has some unrelated pain in the ankle and foot with slight difficulty in walking. And in the GI, patient has constipation and stomach pain, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, or difficulty swallowing, or trouble blood in the stool. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that pain level has remained the same, and there's no changes in the medical history, surgical history, oscillation, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, full compliance is reported by the patient. Physical examination is blood pressure 144 over 99, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 5-10-2022. Dictation number is 0514-067. The plan is to continue the LESI injections for the patient times 4, and then also continue the sacral leg joint for the patient. And if neck pain is still reported, another series of surgical epidural. The patient has not been coming on schedule appointment, and that has caused her difficulty. It looked like she's kind of scared or something. Anyway, her medications have been refilled, which is Celebrex 200 mg daily for pain relief, anti-inflammatory, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for nerve pain, Tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. For pain relief, Tramadol ER twice a day, 100 mg. For sleep health, Lunesta 1 mg at night. Acifex 20 mg for stomach protection. For topical pain relief, lidocaine patch and Diclone and Voltaren gel. She's also provided with the Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hours PRN for headache. Antivert 25 mg, 60 tablets for dizziness. She'll continue doing neuropsych as well as she'll continue her neurologist appointment. And at this time, there's no other addition in the symptom, in the thing. However, she's continuing her physical therapy as a schedule, 3 times per week. Her FMLA disability has been re-signed, and the patient is actually planning to go back to the light duty job. She does have a bilateral sacroiliitis. Patient was informed about it. She'll work 8 hours per day for 7 days with 10 pound lifting limit. Physical therapy will continue 2 times per week. And other than that, no other additional things. Thank you.